We're imperfect in a lot of ways. Those stumbling blocks can do several things for you or against you. Share your stories, be empowered, be loud and not apologetic. Don't stop fighting for those dreams, and let God choose you. Choose her with Janine Speaks.
I didn't made it through the storm and the rain. So much pressure, heartache, so much pain. I've been broken into pieces, maybe more. And some nights I made my bed right on the floor. The enemy really tried to take me out. Hit me with his passion, knock me down. I'm still standing after all I've been through. Survived it all and it's because of you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Choose Her with Janine Speaks. As always, yes, I am your girl, Janine. I come on every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can find me on Anchor, on Spotify, on Apple. Those are just a few platforms that you can find the podcast on. You can also go to rcrnetwork.com and all of my episodes of my podcast are on that website. You can definitely check out the other podcast shows and all the different hosts that's on there as well. Again, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I know I've been gone for a little while, but like I said last week, I am back and back to the regular scheduled program. If you haven't listened to my episode last week, definitely go listen to that one. It really explains what has been really going on in my life and why I have been gone. Y'all been MIA for a couple of months, so that episode would explain what's been going on with me. But again, thank you guys so much and for listening. And if this is your first time listening, thank you for choosing to listen to my podcast. My podcast is called Choose Her and it is geared towards women, but like I always say, men can definitely listen to it as well. But it's just a uplifting, encouraging podcast that I do. And I share my story. I share my testimony to help someone else in their life to keep moving forward. You know, I've been through so much in my life, but God has brought me out of everything I have been through. He has never left me. He's never forsaken me. God is so, so faithful. So if I know if he can do it for me, he'll definitely do it for you. And I just speak on things that I wouldn't, at one point in my life, I would dare not tell nobody the things that I have done or what I've been through because I was so embarrassed and ashamed of the things that I have been through. But with God's help and just him helping heal me and just get past everything that I've been through, I can now actually tell my life story and tell my testimonies to help someone else in their life. So that's what this podcast is about. It's all uplifting, all positivity, encouragement, because we all need encouragement. We all need some uplifting words, you know, to be given to us just for us to move on and just get through the day-to-day of this thing called life that we all are living in. So, yeah, that's what the podcast is. It is about, it's raw, it's real, unapologetic. I mean, just flat out there. You know, I tell about my story and what I did, but I also tell how God brought me through it and how it has made me the woman I am today and how it has made me better. How God used, you know, everything that I've been through, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything that I have been through in my life to make me the woman that I am today. He turned it for my good, definitely. So, yeah, that's what the podcast is about. So I thank you guys so much for listening, for supporting, and just showing love just to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. So definitely tell people every Wednesday to tune in to the podcast, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Choose Her with Janine Speaks. Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit about, now I'm really not sure how long this episode is going to be. Really, it's not going to be probably long as my other ones normally be, but I'm just going to share a little bit about what, again, kind of piggybacking off what last week's episode was about. Me and my family just moved to Texas from St. Louis. I was born and raised in St. Louis, and of course, so were my children. So this is the first time that we all have been away from everyone and everything that we know, that we love. So we are completely out in an unfamiliar place to us. God just placed it in my spirit to move me and my children from St. Louis to Texas. I did not question why. I was just obedient and I went. And something that, you know, I've known, but I really truly learned by moving here is that anytime you're being obedient to God, you can't never go wrong with it at all. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to do. It will be the hardest thing you do sometimes in your life. And I think it's the hardest thing for us sometimes is because it's not what we per se want to do or what we see happening in our life. And anything that kind of goes against what we want in our life, sometimes we'll fight it, you know, because we want to be in control. We want to do this. We want to do that. But God is in control of everything. At the end of the day, the only thing we have control over is what we do, the choices we make, the actions that we do. That's all we have control over, is ourselves. So once we surrender and give that control up, being obedient won't be as hard. I'm not going to say it's going to be completely easy, because you got fear of the unknown that's coming with it. You know, you have a lot of things that come with it, but being obedient to God is never wrong, and you cannot ever go wrong, even if it feel that way. God got you. Take it from me. So just being obedient and just, you know, moved us out here. And something I did not know exactly why. I did realize that like a year or so leading up to us moving out here, everything in my life had changed. You know, everything was nothing the same, really. That goes from family, that goes from jobs, that goes from the environment me and my children was in. It went from my church family. I mean, everything was different. And I knew that, you know, before God placed it in my spirit to move here to Texas, things, you know, just started changing in my life. I didn't know why. And stuff, things started changing. You know, first my church family kind of went away during the pandemic and everything, and then my family was already going through a lot of hardships, and we weren't close to each other anymore. I was losing a lot of family members, and it was just a lot that was really going on. So when he placed in my spirit to move, I was like, huh, maybe, you know, a lot of times God knows how to work with all of us, you know, hands down. He knows how to deal with all of us. So God knew that if everything in my life has stayed the same, if like my church family was still close and I was still going to that church, if my family remained close, you know, when not a lot of issues and everything going on, and if those things that were, that made my life normal and what it was, if those things didn't change, if they would have stayed the same, I wouldn't have moved because I would have been comfortable. I was comfortable in all of that because I was around the people that I knew, I loved. I relied on my church family so much. Even before, you know, I lost my father and my grandmother and everything, I relied and depended on them so much. I mean, it was just so much in my life that was going on that I thought was normal and was right. And it really wasn't. You know, I depended and relied on people so much that I put God second and not him first. And one thing I know about God is that he's a jealous God. He does not want anything or anybody before him. And I did that. So in order for him to really get my attention, in order for me to move on what he's telling me to do, God had to remove things, situations, and even people out of my life in order for me to see clearly of him and listen to him and be obedient to him. So when I knew he placed in my spirit to move, I was like, okay, well, ain't nothing in my life the same anyway. I'm going through this, I'm going through that, and this going on with me, and the neighborhood is so bad now, and you know, so many issues and problems with the house that I was staying in. And I mean, it was just, I sat down and I thought about it, and I was like, man, look at all of this stuff that's going on. Why would I stay in St. Louis? Let me, you know, I'm finna be obedient, you know. And a lot of times, like I said, God have to remove things and people away from us in order for him to truly bless us and in order for us to really hear him and do what he's telling us to do. So that's what happened to me. And I did not know what to expect moving. It was the first time I have ever lived in a different state from my family. So that was, I knew it was going to be different, but I really wasn't scared at first. I kind of got a little fearful when we got down here because I'm like, oh man, it's just me and my kids. That's it. I don't have no support system. I don't have no backup down here. It's just us and God. But you know, as long as I got him, I realized I got everything I need, you know. So we had moved, you know, came on down here. And right before we moved, so many things was trying to fall apart, regarding the move, dealing with how we was going to move, dealing with the money issues, dealing with, you know, just so many things happening. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let this turn me around. God, you told me to do this. You going to make a way for us to get down there. And he did. So right before, I think like a couple of days before we moved, I kept hearing, you know, it kept, you know, putting in my spirit the word favor, you know, God's favor. And then things that I would see either on TV or on social media, it was like favor. It just kept saying favor. And it was things like I used, you know, I kept thinking or I kept hearing the story about Job. You know, both of those things just kept popping up in my head and in my spirit. And I'm like, okay. Like, oh, all right, I don't know what this, I really didn't know what it was trying to tell me, but I just kept praying about it. I kept thanking God about it. And I just kept moving forward to move to Texas, you know. But that word favor just stayed with me. It stayed with me, you know. And man, I would pray and pray and pray, you know, and praise God and thank him already for the favor that I had on my life. And not just me, but those that are connected to me as well, you know. So, I like I said, I did not know why that favor kept, God kept putting that in my spirit, you know, favor, favor and stuff. So, once we got here to Texas, it was a rough start. I'm not going to lie, y'all. It was rough dealing with trying to find us a place to stay and dealing with financial issues and having to call back home and ask people to help me and, you know, ask for money and this. I mean, it was a lot for like the first month of us being down here. And it was discouraging at first because y'all know a lot of times I know I thought, okay, God told me to do this, so it's no way I'm going to go down there and then start struggling. Because, you know, God told me to do it. So he going to make everything clear and easy and everything. That's what I was thinking in my head, you know. And then the minute we start struggling, we like, okay, this can't be from God because I'm struggling. No, God can allow things like that to happen in order to build our faith and in order to grow us and really make us better and learn things. So that's what was happening when we first got down here. Because, man, when I tell y'all I struggled, I cried, I prayed. I worried, I prayed. But, you know, I had to kind of cut that worrying out. Because you can't, you know, pray to God and then get up off your knees and then start worrying about it. Nah, I had to give it to him and just had to keep moving. So that's what I did. So I had a job before I even moved down here. And the job that God blessed me with, I mean, has been the best job that I have ever had in every area. Dealing with the work I do, the people I work with, the company itself, and definitely the money. You know, it's something that I just couldn't get back in St. Louis, you know. So I would come down here and I work and everything, but we did not have a place to stay. So that was like the big struggle for like the first month of us being here. But by the grace of God, thank God that he blessed us with our place that we've been in for a couple of months, and everything is, you know, going great. So about a couple of weeks ago, now I've been at my job for a little bit over 3 months, okay? And a couple of weeks ago, I was approached by one of the supervisors about another position at the job to where I do a little bit more work, but I also get more pay. So I'm like, okay, now, I ain't even been here a whole 90 days yet, and y'all are already offering me a different position, a higher position at this job. I'm like, oh my goodness. I'm like, God is so good. So I'm like, favor. That's what they gotta be. Favor, because in my mind, it just does not make sense for me to be the one just coming in the door pretty much and getting a pay raise and getting a promotion already. I'm like, they gotta be God's favor. So I'm like, maybe that's why favor kept getting put in my spirit before we moved to Texas. So I'm like, oh my God. So that was one thing. All right. Now, another thing that just recently happened to my son, he also, you know, when he came down here, he didn't have a job, but he was doing stuff like Uber Eats and DoorDash. So he was, you know, making money. He was helping me and all of this stuff. So sometime last month, he met somebody doing DoorDash. And this guy ended up giving my son's name to his job. And this guy works for Tesla. So he gave them my son's name. My son got the job. He's now working for Tesla full time, making, you know, some good money. It's a great company, all of that. And I'm like, I'm amazed. I'm sitting here amazed when my son told me that. And I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, God doing it again. Favor. That, and even though that's my son that has that job, but my son is connected to me. That's what I was saying. Favor. It kept getting put in my spirit. But I knew it was, you know, it was favor for me and those connected to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, God is so, so amazing. And favor is God stepping into someone, to our situation, to make a worthwhile difference. You know, that's favor. I mean, something that, like, we don't deserve. But he does it, and it changes everything. And I'm like, I couldn't even imagine anything like this happening, y'all. I'm telling you, all I was just being obedient and following what God told me to do to move me and my sons down here. Didn't know why, didn't know what God was doing in our life, but I knew he was up to something. And he's just beginning. He's just beginning with his favor. But I'm with both of these situations with me and my son, I'm like, that word favor just started coming back to me. And I'm like, God is just so amazing, y'all. He is so amazing. The things that once we listen and be obedient to him, I promise you, he gonna take care of everything else. And it's gonna be in a way that we can't even imagine. He will bless you and bring favor to you and grace and mercy in a way that it will blow your mind. For real. It will literally blow your mind. I'm a single mother. I have 3 sons. I'm a single mom. So that was one thing that I've been praying about, like, for the past couple of months, was my finances. And for God to help me be a good steward over my money and, you know, teach me stewardship and everything, and just to, you know, bless me with help dealing with my finances, because I'm a single mom doing this myself down here. And for him to bless my son and just bless our household and everything, I'm like, favor. Oh my God, like, favor just keep on coming to me. I know I read in Genesis 6:8, it says, but Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. You know, so when you are connected to favor, you're connected to good and grace. And I just want to really, I said that to really encourage someone to know that, I mean, God is so faithful. He is so, so faithful. And wherever he leads you, as long as you follow him, you won't never go wrong. He won't never leave you. You won't never get lost. You won't never drown. You, nothing. As long as you follow him and be obedient, God gonna take care of the rest. So whatever you, whatever situation is going on in your life, whatever decision you probably in the middle of making, just give it to him. Just pray about it and you let him lead and guide you. And he will do it. Even if it's in a way that we don't want it. But his ways are not our ways. And his ways are better than our ways. We may think we know what's best for us. I think what it is that we know what we want. We don't necessarily know what's best, but he does. Man, favor. God, that's all I can say. And I mean, like I said, I told you I ain't know how long this was going to be. I just wanted to really do this episode just to, again, kind of walk y'all through the process of what I'm going through right now with this big change in my life for me and my family and everything. I just hope and pray that it helped encourage someone and just to know that God is so faithful and he's going to do what he say he's going to do. His word is not going to come back void at all. And I have found something that I'm going to read to you all about how to kind of like obtain favor from God. And I did a few of these things and I'm trying to work on doing more of them. But to obtain favor from God, we need to walk with God intimately, like Enoch. We need to be his friend, like Abraham. Strive for obedience, even in difficult circumstances, like Joseph. Be meek and humble, like Moses. Desire to do his will, like David. And seek his wisdom above anything else, like Solomon. So, those are a few things that I found and that truly, truly has helped me to get closer to God and draw closer to him to obtain his favor. You know, favor is not always fair, neither. But so thank you guys for listening. Just remember that my God is faithful. Even when it seems like he's not listening, even when it seems like he's not there, he is there. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. He's right there. But we have to do our part. We have to be obedient. Even when we don't understand it, even when we're afraid, even when we think it ain't the right thing to do, even when people don't support it, when people talk about us, when people look at us all funny, that's okay. That is all right. We're not here to please nobody walking this earth. We need to be living life to please him and him only. So thank you guys so much for listening. Every Wednesday, I come on 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Times. You can go to rcrnetwork.com for the podcast episodes. Follow me on social media. Everything is under Janine Speaks. What else? Yeah, you can also go to Anchor. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Apple. You can go to those different platforms to listen to all the podcasts and the other podcast hosts that are on there as well. So thank you guys so, so much for listening. Always be safe out there. Be careful. Live on your purpose and always remember to choose her.
RTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, RTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. RTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new RTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OTU Media and this radio network.
And one day she discovered that she was fierce and strong, and full of fire, and that not even she could hold herself back because her passion burned brighter than her fears. You are who you are. In God. Come back next time on Choose Her with Janine Speaks. This broadcast is copyrighted by Janine Speaks Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.